We're joined in the media center by top fuel leading qualifier Leah Pritchett, who ran a track record 3.669 second pass at 304.80 miles per hour. Jumping to the top of the top fuel list, how does it feel right now?
It feels incredible. I guess the only way to really describe it is how I'm just overwhelmingly impressed with my team. With my crew chiefs, Todd and Joe and Scott, you know, leading the car chief duties. I knew that, you know, we were going after it in Q2, and everyone's talked about it all week. We talked about it all day and prepared for it, you know, for this time. And to have three consecutive, you know, low times between Bandimere and then Q1 and then Q2, I mean, it was getting with it. And the one thing about these Q2 sessions is that you have to hang it out all on the line from a crew chief standpoint to a driver standpoint to stick with it because things are going to get funky out there. And it did. It got with it sooner than it ever had really before. And, you know, we didn't even make it to the finish line. It popped the bell. I felt it rattle just a little bit. And I'm like, nope, that could be a rattle. That means, you know, quicker run than ever. And that's really what it was on. I think we could have popped out at 63, but the belt gave out, I mean, well over 100 feet before the finish line. And I can't thank Papa John's enough, Don Schumacher, for supplying me with the greatest people and the greatest organization to race for.
Definitely. Questions from media?
Lee, you told me yesterday you were going to go for the record. How satisfying is it to not only go for it, but to reach it?
Well, I mean, it's not the national record, which, you know, which is a 65, which we hold from Phoenix. It's very satisfying, and I think that's an extension of what my crew chiefs feel. This car is reacting to it. It's doing what it says. It's doing what they tell it to do, and it's reacting. And that's all we can ask for is a race car, you know, that does what we would like it to do. And you know, it's on good behavior right now, and it's been the best thing I've ever driven for, best people I've ever worked for. And like I said, you know, when people say out there on the track, they're getting after it. They're hanging it all out there, and that's what we did. And I couldn't be more proud for them.
What about the track conditions? They were perfect. No wind. Temperature got really cool.
Absolutely. There were no outside variables there. NHRA has done a phenomenal job of, you know, keeping up with the track, preparing it all week long, and whatever issues we have during the day. It definitely no wind. And when you have, you know, dozens of nitro cars in front of you, you know, that nitro fumes, they're not going anywhere, and they get to you. Even inside a canopy car, you have to have all the fresh air you can get, and you get into these night conditions. You actually had two. We had the worst of both worlds. In Q1, we had the sun directly behind the Christmas tree, and I mean, glaring in your eyes. And I had one of my crew guys' favorite pair of Von Zipper glasses on, and I put them on inside my helmet. And you go into Q2, and it's pretty dry out here. But if you don't have the right things for your visor, you're gonna fog up. So everybody was on point, and that gets us, you know, to the pole for right now.
Question: conditions don't stay the same for the rest of the weekend, obviously. So how does that set up for you now for the rest of the weekend?
Tomorrow is definitely going to be a preparation for elimination day. So we're going to be running earlier in the day. It's going to be warmer. That's going to be more similar to what we run on Sunday. So today was, you know, today is hang it all out. You know, go for that number one because you don't have that chance opportunity tomorrow. And people ask us all the time, how do we get to practice? We don't ever get to practice, but Saturday is specifically more of a preparation day for race day in regards to those conditions.
Any other questions? All right.
All right. Yeah, thanks.